Joining us on the line right now, Dr. Aykan Erdemir, a former member of the Turkish Parliament and currently a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Dr. Erdemir, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. It seemed that little time was wasted before the Turkish officials came to the conclusion this attack had all the hallmarks of something from ISIS.
Yes, this is not the first bomb attack in Istanbul targeting iconic tourism centers. There was an earlier bomb attack in the Taksim Square. There was another one in the Sultanahmet Square, both of which are kind of prime tourism sites. And this one seems to have inflicted the highest number of casualties. Right now, there are 41 casualties, of which at least 10 seem to be foreign nationals. This probably will have a major effect on Turkey's anti-terrorism policies from this point on.
Were they looking for something on the horizon? Did they have a sense that something was about to happen? Because, like I say, it took only a matter of seconds for them to put this together.
Every time there's a bomb that goes off in Turkey, there are two likely suspects. It's either the Kurdish insurgents, PKK, or their offshoot, TAK, or ISIS. And again, when the bombs went off in Istanbul Airport, again, the question was, is this PKK or TAK, or is this ISIS? I think there is now conclusive evidence on the Turkish government side to conclude that this is an ISIS attack. Although we're still not sure how many militants were involved, there are different estimates ranging from 3 to 7, and some argue that a few of the attackers are still on the loose. Some people argue this was a cell connected to Central Asia, to some of the Turkic groups in Central Asia. But for the time being, there are still many unanswered questions.
Dr. Erdemir, on Monday, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey announced that they have renormalized their relationships, the relationships of those two countries and the governments. And then 24 hours later, we have this terrorist attack. Do you think there's a connection to that?
It is possible. ISIS would certainly not be very happy about the Turkish-Israeli rapprochement. We should also keep in mind that it was the second anniversary of the declaration of the caliphate of the Islamic State. So it could be simply marking that anniversary. Free from these two attacks, we should keep in mind that ISIS has been involved in a number of attacks in Turkey in the run-up to the November elections last year, after the November elections, and then hitting three tourism sites within the year. So Turkey has learned to live with ISIS, I think, but now trying to find kind of more concerted ways of dealing with the problem.
Let me pull in a similar thread then, because when you say Turkey's grown used to terror attacks like this, we keep hearing how secure the airport is. But what is Turkey's policy and law with regard to refugees, with regard to screening people coming into their country, their immigration policies? Because if I remember right, one of the terrorists from the Brussels airport attack was actually deported by Turkey. Turkey kicked him out because he had ties to ISIS, and somehow he ended up in Brussels.
Sure. Turkey has the largest number of Syrian refugees. For the time being, the figure stands around 2.7 million. But when we take a look at ISIS attacks in Turkey, it's rarely connected to the Syrian refugees. It often happens through people coming in, entering through Turkey's borders. So I think a bigger problem has been that up until 2 years ago, Turkey was, quite tolerant of the jihadist activity in and around its borders for two reasons. On the one hand, Turkey saw jihadist radicals, as a way to do the dirty work and get rid of the Assad regime. And second, Turkey thought the jihadists could also be a good counterbalance against the Kurdish insurgents. But now Turkey is beginning to realize that this was a mistaken policy. And experts like me used to warn the Turkish government that involvement with the jihadi forces, turning a blind eye to them, would be a horrible mistake. And now we begin to see the unintended consequences of that policy. We should remember that it was only a few years ago that Turkey's former prime minister used to refer to ISIS militants as angry youth. So he would downplay their radicalism and the threat that they present to Turkey. And now I think the Turkish government is beginning to learn the hard way that one should always be vigilant against terrorism and never turn a blind eye.
Just about a half a minute left, but I'm reading one analysis that says, look, the ISIS is losing ground in Iraq, they're losing ground in Syria, and that they may be looking for a new place to operate. Is there a concern that Turkey will be that place?
Sure, Turkey is a prime target for a couple of reasons. First of all, you can generate a lot of publicity in Turkey. And second, if you go to a recent Pew Research poll, we see that 8% of the Turkish population happens to be sympathetic to ISIS. So Turkey is also a good recruitment area for ISIS. And that's another reason the Turkish government should be very vigilant about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Aykan Erdemir, former member of the Turkish Parliament. We appreciate your analysis here this morning.